And let less of yourself be there. Let most of it be the holy name who is there. So that happens when you really try to be present there. I have seen many devotees who are, or many of you who are in kirtan, but who do their texting, you know, with the mobile distraction monsters called mobile telephones, or who do other things. And then the mantra doesn't really work because you are like an arrow who is not placed in the bow. It's lying somewhere and it cannot work on you. Fine. But we decided yesterday at the end that the most important thing which we have to do is not bodily posture and listening and pronunciation. That's a bodily thing. It's also not even mind control, which is important, but you ultimately have to open your heart to Krishna. And this is the subject of today's presentation. Today I will ask you a question. When does Krishna hear that you chant his holy name? This is a tricky question. Obviously he hears everything. But when does he listen to you? And there is a very nice, the scriptures have a lot to say about this. So to tune ourselves in, let us just chant a little. After all, you know, to learn to chant can only be done by chanting. It's just like to learn to swim. You can have so many instructions on the dry land, but ultimately you need to be swimming. I remember when I was learning to swim, I was on an island and our swimming instructors taught us little boys, we were all lying in the sand, and then we had to do these movements in the sand, right? German swimming instruction. Was not easy with the sand for half an hour. Then he took us to, in German you say a Bootssteg. You would say, you know, what are these things called? I always have to ask them. They what?
Jetty.
A jetty? That's in Australia. Hari Kirtan. A pier, it goes out and you can tie boats on it. So we all, I remember, 20 young boys were there. We had to crouch down like little frogs. We didn't know what would come next. And then all of a sudden the swimming instructor took the first of the 20 little frogs by his behind and threw him into the water. And then the next, and the next. It happened so fast. All of a sudden, I was also in the water. And he said, he yelled at us, "Now, swim!" Somehow it worked with me. But my older brother, it didn't work. He started to drown. He was so shocked. So the swimming instructor had to save his life. But I remember it worked with me very, very well. I had to struggle like anything. And all of a sudden I was... So chanting, you know... What I can tell you is things which are there in our scriptures, but it's you who have to swim, and we will now swim a little. Yeah. Krishna, Hare. I did a mistake. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Imate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jayatam Surato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Padambuja Radha Madana Mohano Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitaye, 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 Gauranitaye. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. When we chant the holy name in Kirtan, we hope to establish a two-way communication. We come from our side, we sing. From our side, we make sure that we are really present while we are chanting, but then we hope that there is a reciprocation which comes from Krishna's side. Good kirtan, as we will learn tomorrow, takes place in a divine context. That is where the devotee calls out for Krishna. And Krishna, in a way, calls back, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. And the way the Lord calls back or gives us a sign that he's really there is when we can feel that genuine devotion or genuine bhakti rises in our heart, which has Krishna as its goal. Then we know the mercy came to us. Now bhakti, which is a transcendental gift, which has to be given by Krishna, has been given by Krishna, and he has reciprocated. He has given us that devotion into our heart, which we need to reach him. No? Devotion or bhakti is never a product of the human imagination. It's also not a product of human emotions. It is something which is a divine gift given by Krishna. Sometimes devotees say, my Lord, I don't want you. I want bhakti for you. Because only when we have bhakti is Krishna visible or perceivable to us. So, it's a two-way street. Once Prabhupada was asked, how do we chant in the best way? And he said, it's just like you are now talking to me. You are talking, I am hearing, and I am responding. No? This is kirtan. You sing, Krishna is hearing, and he is responding. When does Krishna respond like this? When, in other words, do we have a kirtan where Krishna is present, and when do we have a kirtan where Krishna is absent? That is a lot. That's the question. I was very often perplexed about this question because I have been singing kirtans now almost for 50 years. Yes, you won't believe. I started with 15, and I think next year or the year after next year, I don't know exactly, I will turn 65, then it's 50 years. And I have always wondered, when does, is there something which has to be there so that Krishna is really present, that Krishna answers? And then I always count in 10 years or 20 years back, you know. I'm one of these old guys. You may say 10 years, I'm not even 10 years in Krishna consciousness, and he thinks 10 years ago this happened, 20 years ago that happened. Yeah, you are young people. I don't know when it was, 10 years, 15, 20 years ago, I discovered a very, very important songbook for me. It is a collection of songs. They are called the Sharanagati Prayers. They are maybe, they belong to the most important writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because for Vaishnavas, wherever they are, if they are Gaudiya Vaishnavas or Sri Vaishnavas, you know, different lineages, different schools, Prapati, or surrender to the Lord, is the most important, essential teaching. The essence of Vaishnavism, you can find it in surrender to the will of the Lord. So there in the song collection, there is an introductory song. It's really an introduction. And there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks the question, whose prayers does Krishna hear? When I read this, I remembered Jim Morrison from The Doors. You may not know, it was a music group of the old times. And he opened one of his songs with the song, he was just screaming into the microphone, "You cannot petition the Lord with prayers. You cannot beg the Lord with prayers." He said it 5 times, and I was only 13 years, and I was a Doors fan, and I remember it hammered into my consciousness, because he has a very substantial, loud voice, you know. "You cannot petition the Lord with prayers. If you want, I can sing it for you, but you would become atheists. It's so strong." So I don't do this. And I remembered when Bhaktivinoda says, "Whose prayers does Krishna hear?" Well, is Jim Morrison right? Does the Lord he doesn't he listen to prayers? Is he correct? I was, you know, I don't know if you know that child, 13-year-old child, is very impressionable, or as our Sundar Gopal would say, gullible. So then he answered this question. Sat anga sharanagati hoibe jaha taha pratana shune Sri Nanda Kumar. The prayers of one who submits or surrenders to the sixfold path of Sharanagati are heard by Sri Nanda Kumar Krishna. So Krishna, obviously, he is aware of everything as the super soul. He sits in us and he is the witness of everything we do and we say. But Krishna personally, not his expansion by which he runs the world, but Krishna personally in the spiritual world as the Nanda Kumar, means the son of Nanda Kumar, that Krishna perks up his ears, means he opens his ears to the prayer of someone who surrenders to him. He becomes very, very inclined if you turn to him through a prayer like the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then he immediately blesses such a devotee. So I always say to the devotees, give up, at least during kirtans, your own plans, your insignificant plans, and just turn to Krishna in a mood of surrender, and then Krishna will immediately be there. There is, of course, a good example, and I never tire telling it, about Draupadi. I think there is not one devotee in this room who does not know about Draupadi's test. She was lost in a game of dice, a cheating game, and she was pulled into the assembly when she was in her menses, menstruation, the potadu we call it, her moon days. And because she was lost, the other side, Duryodhana and his team or accomplices had now full right over her and her body. She was a slave now. The princess had turned into a slave who had to do what her new masters demanded of her. And they demanded to see her naked. She was the most beautiful lady at that time. She was known as the one who was born from fire. You know, she had a fiery beauty. And they wanted to see her naked beauty. So they came towards her, and first she could not believe it, that they were actually going to disrobe her. And in her disbelief, she turned to the eldermost person of the assembly, Grandfather Bhishma, and said, "Bhishma, stop them." But Bhishma was already partial to the Kauravas, and he turned his face the other way. So by now the strong man Dushasan had reached her and tried to pull to disrobe her. Draupadi then called out to all the king Kings, save me. Can't you save me? This is totally against the rules of civilized society, what is going on. But they also did not answer to her. She turned to Dhritarashtra, the blind king. She turned to, what is it, to his rascal son. Finally, when no one of the royal dynasty was protecting her, she took her own arms, she was a warrior lady, and clenched onto her cloth, trying to keep it. But he knew, I mean, this man is much more stronger than I. Finally, she turned to Krishna in a gesture of surrender. And she wanted to now show the Lord that she actually surrendered to him. So she took her arms, which was the last protection, you know, and threw this through her arms. She was absolutely without any protection now. She stood like this. It would be very easy to take her garment away from her. And she called, "O Govinda."
Oh,
no, she called it. This is. Oh, Govinda!
Oh,
Janardana!
Oh,
Madhusudan!
Save me!
Yes, that's how she called. And within moments' notice, the man, the Dushasan, he had taken the cloth, but there was new cloth on her body. He pulled the new cloth, but there was new cloth. He pulled and pulled, but she was always dressed that seemed to be from behind her, an endless flow, an endless stream of very, very nice Zari material coming. So finally, after trying an hour, and maybe the whole hall was already full, I imagine it like this, Dushasan gave up. It was a divine miracle. And Draupadi was saved from this public embarrassment. So right after this had happened, she went to Krishna and said, "My dear Krishna, why did you come so late? They were almost successful." Krishna looked at Draupadi and said, "Oh Draupadi, I wanted to come. I wanted to come in the very, very, very beginning. Do you remember once I came to the palace of the Pandavas and you took care of all my eating arrangements? In the afternoon you had come with a plate of fruit. There were sheetal fruits. Do you remember?" Draupadi said, "Yes, I remember. But how does this answer the question why you were so late? Listen, Draupadi. And you wanted to cut the fruits, but I took the knife and I said, I will do it myself. Do you remember?" "Oh yes, I remember, my lord." "Then you remember what happened. I cut my finger. And immediately, because your love for me is so great, you took cloth from your own sari and you ripped it. And you gave it to me so that I could bandage my finger. Do you remember?" "Yes," said Draupadi, "I remember." At that time, Draupadi, I said to you, for this loving gift which you have given me, I will give you endless sari. Because the sari which you had taken was your most precious sari. It was the sari which you had worn on the day of your marriage. And because of your love, you destroyed this sari without even thinking twice to give me a bandage, something I could do against the cut. So I always kept this promise in my heart, which I had given you then. And I wanted to come immediately when this asura tried to disrobe you. But you didn't let me. What? No. Why? You called for the help of Bhishma. You didn't call for me. But then you could have come afterwards, said Draupadi. No. Then you went to the kings and said, King, save me. Then you went to the blind king, Dhritarashtra. And finally, as your last, very last resort, you turned to me. I only come to someone if he wants me. I do not come to someone who does not turn to me. By the way, that you find in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, the Lord describes, it's my timeless law, my own law, that I do not interfere in someone's desire to enjoy. I don't break his will. I only respond if someone turns to me. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, keeping this timeless law in mind, says the Krishna listens to the prayers of someone who submits or surrenders to him. This you need to do in kirtan. I remember in my own life when I applied this, it was actually I will tell you now a secret which no one needs and which no one may know about Sachidananda Swami. I am often called to sing kirtans, and let me say, I don't consider myself to be a very good kirtan leader because I do not have very much musical talent. I do like melodies and music, but my talent is not so big. I cannot, for instance, play any instruments, even the cartals which I play. If I would play them next to Indra, he would burn me into a piece of a heap of ashes because I'm playing so badly. And he is very exacting. Or Adi Ras, I can only play when it goes fast, not when it is slow. So I was leading kirtan. It was in the Mayapur Kirtan Mela. There were many, many, many devotees. It was filmed in many TV channels. I learned this later. I was buying a coconut, and then the coconut man had a laptop running in his coconut shop, and when he saw me, he paid his obeisances. He said, "I saw you on my laptop." It was a little Bengali heart, you know, and he had seen the life streaming of the Mayapur Kirtan Mela in his coconut shop, and I got a coconut for free. I still remember. I remember there was this one kirtan. It was a difficult melody which I had to sing, and somehow it was hot, it was humid, And my audience was half asleep, you know. And there's nothing which, as a kirtan leader, I fear more than a sleepy audience, because then the magic of kirtan cannot happen, because no one turns to Krishna. They're just too tired and think of their beds and whatever. Then when the magic of kirtan doesn't happen, everyone will see what bad musician I am. But when the magic of kirtan happens, it doesn't matter. So I remembered I was there and I was looking at the wristwatch, how long do I still have to lead, and it was 1 hour. And then after 1 hour I looked again and it was still 1 hour. After another hour I looked again, it was still 1 hour. I described yesterday this subjective feeling of relative time. So then I remembered what I must do. There is no Krishna. Krishna is not present in this kirtan because they are half asleep and I am all about the melody and so on, and I'm not surrendering to Krishna here. So then I remembered, in the midst of the kirtan, I gave the lead voice to someone else. I asked them, you sing now? And I was praying to Krishna, my dear Lord, I'm very, very much dependent on your help. I'm expected to bring the devotees to a spiritual experience. That's why they all have come. And I'm very much incapable to do on my own. Please accept my service now to sing your glories. Please be present in this kirtan. And I continued to chant. And after some time, it was very briefly, my time was over and everyone was dancing, devotees were crying. I had not noticed anything, but Krishna was satisfied. So this surrender, my dear devotees, is really, really, really important. And I thought I will introduce to you a powerful prayer of surrender. Are you ready for this prayer?
Yes.
It is from Stotra Ratna. Stotra Ratna is a work by Yamunacharya. I think it's 1200 it was written. It's really old. O Infinite One. Guru Krishna, you have to play the melody. Now we hear boop, 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 boop. Yes. If we take the microphone away. Too loud, isn't it? Yes, it doesn't work. O Infinite One, Ananta means the one who has no end. Let me tell you my sad story. I have been drowning in this material ocean for so long, drowning, drowning, drowning. But now I have found its shore, you. You too O Lord, have today found the perfect recipient of your unlimited mercy, me. I am the best candidate for your mercy because I'm really in need of it. I'm drowning. But not just for one life, I'm drowning for a few lives now. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taken this theme and written something in the Bhajan Rahasya. Bhajan Rahasya is a guidebook for chanting where you are led in chanting. It is a very advanced book, and I'm preparing a seminar on this, which I will teach in 10 years when you are hopefully a little bit more advanced, because it's really high. There in this book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, on account of my material life, I have fallen into this material ocean where I have been drowning since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this great and fathomless material ocean. While drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Help! Someone rescue me!" Then you came, and I understood that your lotus feet are the shore of this ocean. Then the seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me, you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient for your mercy. So the question is, how can you come into this mood? How can we come into this mood, which I call the helpless mood in chanting? A proud person who's proud of his education, his beauty, his wealth, maybe his family background, these are the four stoppers, so to say, can never enter these feelings. He listens to this and says, yeah, some people are helpless. I'm very, very, very much withered. I'm absolutely very, very, very advanced. But this advancement, this, let us say, wealth and education, beauty, charisma, does not help you when you want to make a solution to the problems of birth, old age, disease, and death. Will the deaths, which will one day knock at your door, will it be impressed when you say, "I give you a little bakshish so that you go somewhere else"? No, bakshish means a little money. Will old age stop before your beauty and your face lifts? And your muscle training? No. In this world, the problems of material existence will all grind us and reduce us to pulver sooner or later. Therefore, it is good if we get on our knees, if we bow down and understand there is no solution to our existential dilemma. There's no solution to the God-shaped vacuum in our empty hearts than the mercy of Krishna. There's no solution than surrendering to him and praying. And to do this, there's one formula which helps you to access these humble feelings, these, let me say, these surrendered feelings. And this formula is very, very interesting. It's, I would say, the gateway or the entrance door into the vast area of Sharanagati. We should lament if we do not have this formula. We should lament if our hearts are so dry and so stone-like that we don't have any devotional sentiments or feelings in there. But there's a formula which might help us. It was in 1931 where Srila Prabhupada was still a grihastha and he ran a small little pharmaceutical shop in Allahabad. He had before the medicines, there was a doctor who gave a pulse diagnosis and he said, yeah, you have this, you can get the medicine here in this apotheca or pharmacy. And in that pharmacy Prabhupada was. So it was a complete package. Diagnosis and medicine was all in one, no? In the connected with that pharmacy. So during this time, Srila Prabhupada was visited by a god brother, Dr. O.B.L. Kapoor, who is an eminent philosopher and the decan of the philosophy chair in the Allahabad University. He was there, and Dr. Kapoor, Prabhupada received him. He was very happy, and he had prepared a little tonic as a gift. Tonic is something which you find very much in India. It's a rasayana, it's chavan prash, some of you may know. You take it and it's an all-rounder. It takes care of the liver, the kidneys, the stomach, your relationships, the eyes, the hair growth, the voice. It's for everything, a tonic, you know. One of these Indian medicines, super medicines. And they are very good, but maybe they don't take care of everything, but that's another subject. So when Dr. Kapoor received this gift, he joked with Srila Prabhupada and he said, Abe Babu, that was the way he addressed Prabhupada at that time. His first name was Abe. Abe means the one without fear. Abe Babu, I wish you would give me the tonic of love for Krishna, which you yourself have. Why do you only give me this liver tonic or this rasayana? I want another tonic, that thing which will awaken my love for Krishna. Then Prabhupada gave a very wonderful reply. He said, I don't have this tonic as of yet, but what I have is the formula. You know, he was a pharmaceutist or whatever it's called. They mix, according to a certain formula, different medicines together. I have the formula which can help you to attain love of Krishna, this devotional sentiments. And Dr. Kapoor was on the edge of his seat. He asked, if it's not too much of a secret, can I please know this formula? Prabhupada said, would you like to know it?
Yes.
Yes. What do you give for this? If you give your attention, that's enough, then you will. Dinadapi sunichena tavoiva sahishnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sarari. This is the formula, Srila Prabhupada said, and I'm going to preach it all over the world. He said at that time already, I'm going to spread this formula all over the world. This is, of course, what does it mean, as some of you will ask. I want to read to you. Can't identify it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written it. What was the first line of when you want to be qualified for kirtan? Krishna kirtan. Krishna kirtan. It's not here. There's maybe hey or something before. It's okay, I can say it by heart. It means you must adopt the humility, and your teacher is the grass. When someone steps on the grass, it doesn't protest. You must adopt forgiveness and tolerance, and your teacher shall be the tree. Someone cuts the tree, breaks twigs. The tree is forgiving and still gives his shade. You must learn to not want respect, but you must be able to give respect. Then and only then will you have the qualification to always engage in kirtan. This humility is something which needs to be cultivated by all those who wish to really enter the secrets of Sharanagati, of surrender. And it is this humility which is really something I had to learn very much, because I used to be a street fighter with not firearms, but with other weapons. I was not a humble person. I was protesting always. And humility means really, you know, it is a very, 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 very subtle. It means to become real. Understand you are a fallen soul in this world. You are a part of Krishna who has made, who has to correct one big mistake, that is to again make connection with him. There's a song which every day should be sung in the morning and in the evening. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It goes like this. You will hear by the sound. Can I sing it for you? Amara jiva tada papirata no hiko punyerale sha amara jivana sada papirata no hiko punyerale sha Parere udviga dia ce yekata Parere udviga dia ce yekata dia ce jivera klesh dia ce jivera klesh We still have to practice it a little, but I really, you know, this song, just listen to the voice of this song. It's so wonderful. It's, imagine someone who looks back to a life of adventure, achievement, success, but who regrets that despite everything he did, he has not turned to Krishna. He has totally gone into the minus, you know, money, fame, amongst men of this world, wealth, more minus, minus, minus on the minus scala. And he has now approached the zero point. This is not important for my spiritual life. And he says, my life was given to sin. In it, there was not a particle of good. I have caused others great anxiety. And I have troubled all souls. For my own enjoyment, I have never hesitated to perform sinful acts. I was devoid of compassion. Only me, 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 me. I am concerned only with my selfish interests. Perpetually speaking lies, I become dejected when I see others happy. They have more clicks on their Facebook than me. Oh, how sad. Where is the misery of others? Oh, finally this rascal got his rightful lesson. Right? Where is the misery of others is the source of great delight for me. It goes on like this. Some have said, well, this is not good, this will take away all confidence in people. This bashing, you know, mea culpa, I'm a great sinner. What will be left of someone who reads these lines? Well, you can approach it like this if your value is material life and merit material prosperity. If your value is spiritual advancement, then you will value the deconstruction of the unreal. Before constructions, my dear devotees, comes deconstruction. We have this, where we live, in our community, the Dharma castle is there, where many devotees work and some live. It's in Grenzlin. And we have just bought a very big property next to us, where there was an old villa, but it was so old that not even the rats and snakes would live in it. So we want to build something there, but before we can build something, we had to deconstruct the old villa so that a new beautiful building can be built instead of the old one. So deconstruction is not something bad. If you understand it as something which helps you to have your healthy life. I always compare it with a visit to the dentist. There's nothing which I dislike more in this world than a visit to the dentist. Last time I've had to visit, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, 8. 8, what is it? Damaged teeth. I didn't know. I thought everything would be all right because I'm using a Sony electric toothbrush. And I thought now I will be soon able to go to the advertisement company for toothpaste and smile Sony toothbrush smile, but 8 holes, that was what was there. But before I went and sat down, the dentist, who saw that I don't like this very much, he said, "Peaceful. Afterwards, Mr. Monk, you will have such good teeth, you can eat through iron if you want." So I thought, okay, but if you can just give me all the injections which you have in your clinic, I don't want to feel even a sunrise any longer. He gave me some, but it was not enough, of course. So, but I always thought, let me go through it, because after deconstruction comes construction, comes something constructive. To become real, my dear devotees, is good. It's good to understand we are fallen souls. Of course, you shouldn't develop a minority complex, but that happens only if you only think about yourself. What is deconstructed is not you, it's the false you. It's good if this goes, your pride, your anxieties, your worries, your personal, let me say, the personal neurotic individual, the selfish little brat. That's an American slang, we don't need to translate this. That is good. It is useful. It will help you that you can move onwards in the kingdom of God, in a spiritual identity. So, good. Now comes the practice. My dear devotees, we will now spend the rest of our time. I see already one person is sleeping. My God, this looks really amazing. I won't tell your name. A very ancient practice to practice surrender is to go to a holy place of pilgrimage. There you leave the old, and on pilgrimage you leave your old life behind, your European life. You come to Vrindavan, for instance, and you will have to reorient yourself. You have to define yourself new. No one knows you. They all think you are a white monkey if you behave like one. If you know how to act humbly and spiritually, they will have great respect. And it helps you to, in this new environment, after you have exited the old, go to the new. That happens also when you come to Goloka Dham. Maybe you have noted there are some unpleasant feelings also. when you are all of a sudden amongst devotees and your mind freaks out, it's too loud, or too many people in the bathroom, let me go home, or this kirtan I don't like, it is too boring, and so on. When you enter a new zone, my dear devotees, that means you have left the old thing behind. You feel firstly a little out of place. But this is very good. This is the therapy which is just necessary for you to come from the minus scala to the 0 point, zip, and then from there go into the positive spiritual life. It's good. There's a verse which I want to chant before I do a meditation with you. One moment. Davasmiti vadamvacha tathaiva manasa vidan tatstanam ashritastanva modate sharanagata. One who has surrendered takes shelter at the holy place where Krishna had his pastimes, and he prays to the Lord, "My Lord, I am yours." Understanding this within his mind, he enjoys spiritual bliss. I want to invite all of you now to go to a holy place. I will guide you. You are already at a holy place. Like Lokanath Maharaj said yesterday, we are in Goloka. What did he say? Say then. This is, we have reached our destination. He said we were wandering souls through so many life forms. We are now in Goloka. I like this very much. This is how I always enter the kirtan. I'm now in paradise. I'm with Krishna. I am now in the spiritual world. I'm now in the kirtan. And I enter there and I feel myself as a soul who now turns to Krishna with the resolve, I give myself to you. I'm yours. So we will do this now. How are you? Should we maybe get tired or not tired? Hari Kirtan, little jet lagged. Woher kommst du denn? Australien? Neuseeland, noch schlimmer. Also von der Entfernung. Are you really with us? You are. Nimai, come here. With your cushion, bring your cushion. I still think we should just get up and stretch a little, because just to change the energy in our body, just get up, please, and stretch, only for a little. No! Just stretch a little. It is good for you. Can we open the window, please? The window. We will do very quickly. Breathe in and out. Why? When you go up as high as possible. You want to really feel attraction, it's called. If you want to increase it, you open the chest a little and bring your arms back, then it's really nice. Imagine when you go down, you're pulling yourself up. It's called a pull up. It's not for laughing. I want to make sure that you are really alert. It's the easiest form to move the energy in the body. You go faster, look at me. Five more. Okay. Now, without talking, sit down. Without talking. Please settle into a comfortable sitting position. Try to sit tall with your spine erect. Look in front of you with a soft gaze. And when you are ready, please close your eyes. Scan a little bit your body. Can you feel your feet? Your thighs, most important, where you sit. Relax all this. Bring your attention to the upper part of your body, where your stomach and the lungs are. And on an exhale, relax. Now the shoulders. And when you exhale, relax. Both arms and hands. On an exhale, or relax. The neck and the face and the head. Relax. Our goal is to be absolutely relaxed, but very attentive, incredibly aware Now please bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in through the nose and breathe out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Try to be aware as you breathe in. Try to be aware as you breathe out. Now, throughout this exercise, breathe in and out through the nose. In through the nose, out through the nose. Continue to breathe consciously in this way until your mind becomes calm and focused. Calm and focused. If thoughts or feeling arise, gently let them go and return with your attention to your breathing. There should be a rhythm. When you feel centered, calm and focused, think of a holy place which you appreciate. Perhaps in Vrindavan, maybe at the banks of the Yamuna, in Mayapur, or elsewhere, maybe here on the property of Goloka Dham. Think of a location where you have felt peace in the past and where you were close to Krishna. Think of your place. I would like to take you to my place, the Yamuna River in Vrindavan. Its silvery waves flow with a soft breeze. There's a place with beautiful steps, bathing steps, a ghat. In your mind's eye, take a seat at this ghat. On the other bank, you notice tall birds with long legs, such as flamingos, Oh, the atmosphere, so peaceful, so soothing. Flocks of parrots fly overhead. In the distance, a temple bell rings. In your heart, you understand this is the land of Krishna, who never leaves Vrindavan. And you remember a description from the holy scriptures. In the shining land of Sri Vrindavan, in a temple compound made of jewels, Sri Sri Radha Govinda are seated on an effulgent throne beneath a wish-fulfilling tree. They accept service from their beloved gopi friends. I meditate upon them. Now please chant from this place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Give yourself a little time. Conclusion, when you chant with this idea of Sharanagati or surrender, you have an inner resolve, an inner orientation, which is basically, I give myself to you. I give myself to you. Let us not forget, this is a devotional mood which comes when we practice these four virtues, as Mahaprabhu has recounted in his third verse of the Shikshastakam. Remember, Prabhupada said, this is the formula to attain love of God. For someone who feels himself lower than the straw in the street, this means he has come away to all these false constructions around his personality, who's forbearing and forgiving like the tree, who's able to respect others and not expect respect for himself. This mood of surrender, I give myself to you, or I'm yours, comes easy. But for the one who marches in material illusion, this may take some time. However, when you chant, for every name which you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna says 10 times, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. He's so present. When you practice this art of giving yourself in the chanting of the holy name to the Lord, then you are like that arrow which is taken by the bow and brought to the lotus feet of Krishna. I request you now for only 3 minutes to turn to a neighbor. It's very important if you participate. It's called in Sanskrit Anumodan. I will share with Professor Weber, my old friend. I will come with a chair to where he is sitting. And then share with the neighbor just what went on for you in this session on chanting in a mood of surrender. Share a little, and I will give you a sign. You can also go, here are 3 friends, you can go. When I give you this sign, it's time to start. When I give you this sign, long sign, it's start to stop. Just turn to a neighbor. you know Nimai already? Do you know Nimai already? More. He's wonderful. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for participating in this session. We are a little over time. No problem. But your prasadam is now waiting for you. I wish you all the best. I just remembered many times devotees have asked me, well, these meditations, all these things which you quote, these verses, where can we find them? I have written my last book. I can't say it's the last book, but I may write another book. It's about the holy name. It's called The Living Name. Anyway, no gentleman can make advertisement for his books. But it is still at the printer, and it will soon be available in the outlets, in the marketplaces, which you know. So you may look it up. I wish you all the best. The point of this was to concentrate on the right mood in which we chant, which is the mood of giving ourselves to Krishna, surrender. Sharanagati. Sharan means shelter, and gati means to go. It's like going towards a shelter. It's almost like when you walk here and it's raining, then there are, at least there were some huts at the moment. No, I know one hut. Then you run for shelter from the rain towards a hut. Taking shelter is not yet a level of perfection, but it is walking the right path, the path where you can find, where your soul can find shelter. It's for everyone, not just very advanced souls like Haridas Thakur. We all can walk the path of taking shelter, and that you can try. No, you not try. You can experiment if you wish during the kirtan session. Now take your prasadam, and I will see you all in the kirtan. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.